This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is Friday, January 2nd. I'm Megan Lynch. A ruling in a lawsuit forces the city of St. Louis to give back pay and benefits to firefighters who have been withheld promotions but served the role in an acting capacity without the extra pay.
How much the city owes is yet to be determined, but the Firefighters Union Treasury Secretary David Rodriguez says the city should be sitting on it.
That money's just been sitting in the coffers or going to wherever else, but there is a chunk of change that's out there.
Rodriguez tells KMOX they believe this ruling should end the pause on promotions since 2022. He adds morale has been at its lowest level since there were layoffs a decade ago.
People are ready to move forward and put this behind us and get things going in the right direction.
KMOX has reached out to the city for comment and to know if an appeal is planned. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Stray Rescue reporting a dog was shot multiple times on New Year's Eve. Police called to the scene and rushed the dog to the rescue. Miraculously, none of the bullets broke any bones. They've named him Wallace and are thanking St. Louis police officers Ottenheim and Stevens for their compassion and love of animals. Could legal action delaying the Board of Aldermen's push to quickly find a permanent sheriff save the city of St. Louis any money?
After initially setting a March 3rd election, the Board of Aldermen's speed run of filling the sheriff's vacancy was slowed by a judicial order saying they cannot take any actions until at least 30 days after Alfred Montgomery was removed. Comptroller Donna Barringer tells KMOX a special election could be unnecessary and costly for the city.
People need to know that when you do an election in the city of St. Louis, it costs the city $400,000 to have that election.
She says it would be best to wait a little bit longer and have the sheriff's race on the same ballot as April's municipal elections. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
There was a wastewater overflow incident in Earth City on New Year's Eve night. MSD Project Clear crews say they contained it to a grassy area and ditch of an industrial area along Route 141 north of Interstate 70. MSD says there is no immediate threat to public health or safety, but say people should stay away from the area while cleanup takes place. It could last well into next week. Missouri DNR has been notified. Immigrant rights and AI are the focus of some education-related measures now law in Illinois.
One new law directs the Illinois State Board of Education to develop statewide guidance on AI use in schools, while another prohibits discriminatory use of AI in employment. Another measure is focused on AI at colleges, with its sponsor saying it clarifies that college courses must be taught by real people, not AI. State lawmakers also took action on several bills aimed at extending legal protections for immigrants. One House bill guarantees public education access to all students, regardless of immigration status. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new Chicago study shows AI can help children with hearing loss.
The Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago research found that AI model using deep transfer learning, the most advanced form of machine learning, predicted with 92% accuracy spoken language outcomes in 1 to 3 years after cochlear implants in children. Researchers trained AI models to predict outcomes in 278 children in Hong Kong, Australia, and the U.S. It outperformed traditional machine learning models. The results show AI can be used as a tool in programs worldwide. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
More and more children are missing a critical vaccine. CBS News correspondent Michael George has details.
A study published in JAMA found while most children do get the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, since the COVID pandemic, there's a growing number of kids who aren't getting vaccinated. The study also found children who missed their 2-month and 4-month vaccines are more likely to not receive any MMR vaccine by the age of 2.
The kickoff of eagle season in the Alton area is today and tomorrow with the annual Alton Eagle Ice Festival. The free celebration starts tonight at 5 at the Flock Food Truck Park along the Mississippi with a fire performer, ice carving competition, and live music. On Saturday, there's an eagle meet and greet at the Food Truck Park and eagle-focused activities at the Audubon Center at Riverlands and the National Great Rivers Museum. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, another area brewery is calling it quits. This time it's Friendship Brewing Company, which is closing its downtown Wentzville location at the end of the month. Their location in Flint Hill will remain open. In a social media post, the owners explained it was not a decision made lightly, but focusing on a single location would better allow growth and sustainability. In 2022, Friendship took over the Mark Twain Brewery in Hannibal, but that closed in November.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.